ready for story number 11?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Because we have to talk about the fusion thing.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Once again, we had a couple of weeks ago, we had this big story about nuclear fusion, you know, another breakthrough, folks. They managed to get more energy out of the reaction than they were putting in, you know, all of this stuff. And again, it was hyped up. And Catherine, I'm tired of hearing about fusion for two reasons. The fusion that they constantly are talking about when they're talking about these breakthroughs, and we get these stories, you know, once every 3 or 4 months. The kind of fusion that they're talking about is always the big hot fusion, you know, the big tokamak magnetic containment reactors, the ITAR reactor in France, and so on and so forth. That's the kind of fusion that they're constantly talking about. You'll notice that what has faded from these stories is any attention to cold fusion.
And why is that?
I suspect it's not that there's not anything happening in that field. You know, Andrea right. Rossi built his ECAT machine and has been running it for quite a few years now. And there used to be stories every now and then of some milestone that he had reached in the operation of that device. Those are completely gone. And I suspect it's because there's two things going on. Number one, they want to create the big science paradigm. They want to have the big expensive fusion reactors, the hot fusion magnetic containment reactors, so that they can spend lots of
more
money.
More central control.
And more central, bingo, more central control. Now, here's the problem, folks. If you think fission reactors are a problem, what happens to that hot plasma in the magnetic containment if the magnetic containment suddenly stops? What happens? Boom.
Right.
Boom. That's problem number one. The other problem, the bigger one that I see, the much bigger one, is in looking at these stories, and I had to have a friend point this out to me. And once he did, and I started to look back, I thought, oh boy, yeah, you're right. Every time they bring out these stories of some breakthrough with hot fusion containment or sustained reaction for X amount of seconds in Germany or China or whatever, every time they do, there is something happening, either in the energy field or in the energy markets, or there's bad financial news. In other words, the fusion breakthrough stories are part of a pattern that people have to stop and look at the big picture.
Well, it's part of the package.
It's right. Part of the package.
It's part of the package that says we, the central bankers, can keep this going.
Yes.
Because when we want, we can radically lower the price of energy. We have the power to do it.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
What energy is used where and how is as political a decision as is made on the planet.
Bingo.
There is no energy market.
Bingo.
There's just energy politics.
There's just energy politics. That's right. People need to remember that the whole idea of fossil fuels is a Rockefeller narrative. That, you know, we're the gasoline in your car is dead dinosaurs. You know, Catherine, I got to toot my own horn. When I was 6 years old, I knew that was baloney.